Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were continuing our discussions about hospitality and who we should provide hospitality to. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
See, now we're dealing with hospitality and good men who gave of their bank account, so to speak, and not of the church offerings, in order to get these things done. You see, the first church that I had, there were times, because we didn't have a prophet's chamber. Now, this my church does, but that church did not have a prophet's chamber. And so, I several times kept missionaries in my home. And then, there were people in the church, they wanted to keep a missionary overnight. And so they needed a place, and people stepped up to the plate, so to speak, and they did it. So now here we're looking at a couple different people who, boy, they messed up big time, didn't they? One messed up, the other did well because he gave himself to hospitality. He gave even of his own home, his own things, that the gospel might be furthered, that souls might be saved. That all these things would happen, they did it. But Diotrephes, he opposed it. Demetrius did what was good. Two men. One did the truth, and that's the one that was picked out in a good way for Scripture. The other one remembered in a bad way. And so, in dealing with hospitality and good men who gave of their own selves, this speaks loads. We have a prophet's chamber, which we use here at our church for speakers. And sometimes we end up putting some in motels, evangelists. But missionaries, especially if we're having a missionary conference, we use in the prophet's chamber and sometimes in people's homes because they love missionaries and they want a missionary in their home because sometimes they can share things that will have a good impact on their children. And so they have them in. And what a blessing that is. Every time I hear that and how the people are blessed by it, that means so much. Now, ours is to be sure that the ones we help are right doctrinally and are obedient to the Lord, also workers who are not lazy. In 2 John 9 through 11, I believe it's important here. He says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. In other words, you're not saved. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, I have a questionnaire that I give to missionaries that want to come and present their ministry at Central Baptist Church. I believe it's a list of 7 questions, but I ask them about doctrines, very specific doctrines. I ask them about their opinion on the way of salvation, about biblical salvation. I ask them about their music, their contemporary, their faith, you know, are you Calvinist or what are you, you know? And so there's a lot of questions I ask. If I don't get 100% on it, then in obedience to the word of God, no, we don't bring them in and we don't wish them Godspeed. We don't want them spreading false doctrine and false ways around the world and using the money that people give for that. Now understand, I believe that any time an offering is taken, a tithe and offering, as we call it, the Lord's tithes and your offerings, any time that happens, I believe that it's an act of worship. It's as a sweet savor going up unto our Lord. So, yes, and as a pastor, an overseer, it is my responsibility to make sure that the monies that come in. Now, look, I don't know how much anybody gives in our church. I really don't. I decided in my first ministry I would not look to see who gives and who don't because I felt like I might show partiality, and I didn't want to do that. So I just don't do that. I don't see who gives and who don't. Now, some cases I know it's because they tell me, all right? But I don't really check into that because I really want God to impress on their heart what to do. And God has met the needs over the years, and so I praise his name for that. But it is important that as a pastor, I see to it that the money that you give in worship to the God in the service of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be used in that way through his house, through missions, then it better go with men who are standing right and true to the word. So the good man then displays fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. For example, is in Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. It is applied through their life, as seen in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Okay, so the fruit of the Spirit works that way through people. Remember, Diotrephes and Demetrius, 2 different men, one good, one bad, but those two passages, Galatians 5:22-23, as well as this other verse here, Galatians chapter 5, you know, where we're looking at that and seeing how through the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and so forth. So these verses reflect, whether it's Ephesians 5:9 or Galatians, they reflect what Spirit-filled men do, what Spirit-filled people do. They're given to godly hospitality, and they do it as unto the Lord. Now, the next qualification is to be sober. Now, let me give you the best lexicon definition that I have found on this. One who is sound in mind. This man limits his own freedoms and abilities with proper thinking, behavior, as becometh holiness, behavior, and thereby demonstrates self-control and proper restraint on his passions and desires. He is prudent and he is discreet. Now, that I think is better than what people a lot of times you say that sober. They think, oh, he's not drunk. He doesn't drink. And sober is entirely shows forth these things in his or her personal life. Okay, that's what it shows. So they are sober. They are sober-minded. And that's behind the thought that is here. As this man gives himself to hospitality, loves God, again, passions are in check, and publicly, his reputation is associated with the good things of the Lord. So, praise God for that. Praise God for that. Now, this also means he is just. That is, he abides by the rule of Scripture, which is saying he is governed by the Word of God throughout his life as well as in his service. And so he has a governance over all this stuff. He is sober-minded. He has this in his relationships, family, friends, foes, as well as over the culture and stratagems of man and marketing. Now let me just insert. As a pastor, I know what it is to have close friends, family, church members make false accusations. And some people will always, when they hear something that's negative against a preacher, will believe it, whether they know anything about it or not. And even what little they do know, they don't know the details. And really, what they like to go out and blabber, I want to ask them, how did that edify people that we're supposed to do as Christians? And the person you're talking about, have you really gone to them individually and talked to them about the spiritual aspects of it? And of course, the answer is no. Now, in false accusations, doesn't matter if it's a church member or family person or a friend. Look, I've had all of those. Make accusations, and I'd say, oh, show me the proof of that. And they couldn't. They couldn't.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.